Chinese. Popular Chinese boys and girls names. Naming children is very important to Chinese people, as they believe that a name may determine the future of the child. Even today, astrologers, fortune tellers, academics and monks are often consulted when choosing a name for a baby. The name has to be pleasant sounding, but many other factors must be taken into account. Traditional Chinese names are composed of a last name, followed by a middle name, and then a first name. Traditionally, the same middle name was given to children from the same generation within a family. That middle name is called the generation name. So siblings and cousins would all share the same middle name. But since China implemented the one-child policy in the early 1980s, most families have only one child. Therefore, the middle name has lost its original function as a generation name, and gradually parents have used middle names less and less. As a result, many younger Chinese people have only a surname followed by a first name. The first name, or given name, is usually chosen to bring special qualities to the child or influence his or her destiny. Interestingly, due to the ageing population, the Chinese government has recently decided that China needs more children and changed the one-child policy to a two-children policy, strongly encouraging parents to have two children. So perhaps the middle name will come back in fashion again soon. Parents often avoid naming their boys and girls after elders or select names that might cause them misfortune. It's not rare for people to have exactly the same first, middle and last name in China. There are at least 30,000 individuals called Shang Wei in China, for instance. Some characters are used more often than others, though. For example, Mei, meaning beautiful, is popular for girls. But sometimes parents believe they can trick evil spirits by giving their boys plain or meaningless names in the hope that evil spirits won't be jealous and harm the children. Girls, though, are usually given more elaborate or graceful names, denoting beauty and grace. For some Chinese families, it is also considered very bad luck for a baby to be properly named before he or she is born. So the unborn baby might have a false name, or a milk name, to confuse evil spirits. According to ancient Chinese wisdom, if an unborn baby is given the name of an animal, for instance, the evil spirits won't try to kidnap it. Nowadays, as China becomes more international, many young Chinese adults take on a Western-sounding name.